Yael, on today's Moment of Science, we take another perfectly fine myth and debunk it.
Oh, this always makes me sad, Don.
Legend has it that NASA spent $1 million developing a pressurized ballpoint pen that astronauts could use in space, while the Russians merely opted to use a pencil. Embarrassing, right? Luckily, though, this is nothing more than a myth.
Hold on. How come astronauts can't use regular ballpoint pens?
Because ordinary pens rely on gravity. While you write, gravity forces the ink down onto the ball, which rolls inside its socket and spreads the ink on your writing surface. In space, of course, there isn't enough gravity to force the ink out, so the pen's reservoir needs to be pressurized.
If that's the case, why not use a pencil?
Paul Fisher, the guy who produced the space pen, noted that when astronauts used lead pencils and the pencils broke, the lead floating around became a safety hazard. Plus, both pencil lead and wood burn rapidly in pure oxygen environments, and after the Apollo 1 disaster, NASA required writing instruments that wouldn't burn in these conditions. The space pen is made of metal, and the ink has a much higher ignition point than regular ink.
So you've convinced me space pens have got the right stuff, but they still must have cost a bundle to develop.
Maybe so, but Paul Fisher financed their development entirely on his own. In fact, after sinking $1 million into that research, the first order was for 400 pens that he sold for $2.95 each. On the bright side, today all astronauts use these pens, and plenty of ordinary people do too.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.